Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The film adaptation of The Golden Compass arrived in theaters with immense promise, poised to become a cinematic cornerstone in the fantasy genre. Based on Philip Pullman's critically acclaimed novel, it was the first installment of the His Dark Materials trilogy, a series celebrated for its imaginative world-building, philosophical depth, and complex themes. With a stellar cast, a substantial budget, and the backing of a major studio, the film seemed destined for success. Yet, despite its grand ambitions, The Golden Compass fell short, failing to ignite the passion of audiences or secure its place as a beloved fantasy epic. This is Real Disasters, The Golden Compass. At its core, the film struggled with the challenge of adapting Pullman's intricate story into a medium that thrives on visual spectacle and streamlined narratives. The original novel is rich with philosophical undertones, challenging ideas about authority, religion, and the nature of free will. Translating such weighty concepts into a family-friendly blockbuster required delicate balancing, but the film faltered in its execution. Much of the story's depth was diluted, replaced with hurried exposition and surface-level interpretations of the book's themes. What emerged was a film that felt both oversimplified and convoluted, leaving fans of the book unsatisfied and new audiences confused. The adaptation's tone reflected a deeper conflict in its production. Faced with criticism from religious groups who saw the source material as an attack on organized religion, the filmmakers chose to soften the book's controversial themes. The Magisterium, a central and oppressive force in Pullman's narrative, was stripped of its overt religious connotations, transformed instead into a more generic authoritarian entity. This decision, while intended to avoid controversy, robbed the story of its urgency and edge. By trying to appease detractors, the film alienated its core audience, those who loved the book for its boldness and intellectual bravery. Visually, the film delivered on its promise of grandeur. The world of The Golden Compass was brought to life with stunning CGI, intricate costumes, and lavish sets. The demons, animal representations of human souls, were rendered with impressive realism, adding a layer of wonder to the story.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yet even the visual splendor couldn't mask the film's narrative shortcomings. Moments that should have resonated emotionally felt hollow, rushed, or poorly developed. The beauty of the world on screen was undermined by the absence of a compelling story to ground it. Casting was another element that held great promise, but failed to elevate the film as hoped. With Nicole Kidman as the enigmatic and chilling Mrs. Coulter, and Daniel Craig as the charismatic Lord Asriel, the cast had the potential to bring Pullman's characters vividly to life. However, the script offered them little room to explore the depth and nuance of their roles. Kidman's performance, though visually striking, lacked the sinister complexity of her literary counterpart. Craig, meanwhile, was given so little screen time that his character's motivations and significance barely registered. The pacing of the film was another critical flaw. In an effort to condense the sprawling narrative of the novel into a 2-hour runtime, the story moved at a breakneck speed, leaving little time for character development or emotional investment. Key relationships, such as the bond between Lyra and her demon Pantalaimon, or her alliance with Iorek Bernison, the armored polar bear, were underdeveloped. As a result, moments that should have been heartfelt or thrilling felt perfunctory, like boxes being checked off a list. Marketing and audience expectations played a significant role in the film's reception. Positioned as a potential successor to franchises like The Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, The Golden Compass faced immense pressure to perform. Yet unlike those series, Pullman's trilogy lacked the same broad accessibility. The books, though fantastical, are deeply introspective and philosophical, appealing more to older readers than to younger ones. The studio's attempt to market the film as a family-friendly adventure clashed with the darker and more cerebral aspects of the story, creating a disconnect between what audiences expected and what they received. The film's box office performance reflected this disconnect. While it performed reasonably well internationally, particularly in Europe where Pullman's books had a strong following, it failed to generate the kind of enthusiasm necessary to justify the continuation of the trilogy. In the United States, the film's reception was lukewarm at best, hindered by mixed reviews and the lingering effects of the religious controversy that had shadowed its release.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.